Hi there! Welcome to the Daily Manna. Just as our body is in need of material food, so as our soul is in need of the Word of the Lord. There was once a little boy who was playing with his pellet gun in his house, when suddenly, he happened to pull the trigger accidentally that was pointing toward an expensive figurine. Unfortunately, the figurine was broken, and the boy became so scared of that thing that he did. And so what he did after that was he hid himself inside the room. His mom later arrived in their house. Then instead of him becoming so excited of the arrival of his mom, he was there hiding because of that mistake that he did, or because of the fault that he did. Well, oftentimes, in a culture of shame where we live, we are acting like these little ones. When we know that we committed something wrong, we go to a place where nobody would recognize us, or we go to a room that nobody can see us, or a place where nobody could say that this person did something wrong. When we are guilty, when we committed something wrong, we usually go on hiding. Well, it's not new in our time, because even in the spiritual aspect of life, John wrote about it in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verses 24 up to 29. This is what he said. As for you, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you will also abide in the Son and in the Father. This is the promise which He Himself made to us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you. As for you, the anointing which you received from Him abides in you. And you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as His anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in Him. Now, little children, abide in Him, so that when He appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from Him in shame at His coming. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone also who practices righteousness is born of Him. May the good Lord bless the reading of His Word. Now, in the other time, when we look into the earlier part of this chapter, especially verses 19, 18 to 23, we notice that John was talking about, in a general idea, those who are branded as Antichrist, and they are the ones who deny that Jesus is the Christ. In contrast to that, in the last part of this chapter, in contrast to those Antichrists who denied that Jesus is the Christ, he told the believers, commanding them that they are not just to confess, but to live out their lives, to remain, to abide, to keep on exemplifying in their lives the righteousness that can be seen in their traits, in their way of living, in the way of thinking. Why? Because this righteousness that are seen in their day-to-day lives would attest that they belong to God, that they abide in the Word of God, that they abide in the Holy Spirit who is dwelling in them, that they abide in Jesus, and that they abide in the Father. And so it is clear that if you look at verse 24, there is a command mentioned here: let that abide in you, those things which you have heard from the beginning. And these things are talking about the gospel of Jesus, not only as a form of a message that a person heard, but a message that transforms a life of a person, and that in that person's life there is a daily display of the righteousness of God. And he gave us a purpose statement toward the end of it, because it is so important to take note of this purpose statement, where he said, "Now little children, abide in Him." Take note, so that when He appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from Him in shame at His coming. If we live our lives abiding in the truth of Christ, if we live our lives abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father, meaning we're exemplifying the righteousness of God as we have been influenced by the gospel, then we will be excitedly waiting for Him in His coming. But if we live our lives not showing in our day-to-day action, thoughts, and words the righteousness of Christ, when He comes back, we will be shrinking in shame because of the things that we have done. Just like that boy at the very beginning of this meditation, when his mom arrived, instead of him becoming so excited as usually children do, children would meet their parents when their parents arrive home. They would say, "Mama, Papa, what do you have for me?" as a pasalubong. That's part of a Filipino culture that every time one goes, when that person comes back, there is an expected pasalubong that that person brings. And most of the time, children expect that. But this child, this little boy, he was robbed from that excitement because he was living in shame. That time, he was scared, he was ashamed because of the fault, the mistake that he did. On that same manner, when Jesus Christ comes back, and if we were living our lives in the righteousness of the gospel, I believe there will be no fear in our hearts, yet there would be excitement that would be shown in our faces, in our hearts, in our minds. And yet on the other hand, when we live our lives in an unrighteous way, that is exactly opposite with the influence of the gospel in a person's life, meaning we are not abiding in the Holy Spirit of God. We are not abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are not abiding in the Father. When He comes back, we will be shrinking in shame. So, what's going to be our takeaway out of this lesson today? Let's try our best, living our lives in the righteousness of Christ as we follow what is commanded here. Abide in the teaching of the gospel. Abide in the Holy Spirit's work in your life. Abide in the righteousness of Christ and of the Father. And when He comes back, I don't like all of us. I don't like you to be robbed of that excitement to meet your Master. So as we wait for Him, let's live our lives abiding in Him. That's the most repeated word, in this last section of the chapter. Abide, abide, abide. Abide in Christ, and you will excitedly welcome Him when He comes back for you. Shall we pray? Lord, thank You for this time. Help us as we allow Your Holy Spirit to continually influence us. May the Spirit of Yours, Your Holy Spirit, continue to lead our hearts and minds that we will abide in the righteousness of Christ, in the truth of the gospel, day after day. And so we entrust to You all that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you all.